Hello, this is the Fatigue Podcast. I'm your host, Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer. So my mission is to help women with fatigue, brain fog and bloating to have more energy to do the things they enjoy and get things done. If you're looking to feel energized and normal again, then you're in the right place. So my goal with this podcast is to share my story of how I recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome, share others' inspiring stories, and share useful nutrition tips on how to have more energy. Welcome to the Fatigue Podcast. Hi everyone, and today I'm going to be speaking about the three myths for fatigue. And when you listen or watch to this recording, you'll discover how, you know, why what you've been trying hasn't worked, and these three myths for fatigue and why they don't work. So, hi, if you don't know me, I'm Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer, and I help tired midlife women to have more energy, to exercise more and get things done and spend quality time with family. So what are the three myths for fatigue? So myth number one is that taking some random vitamins, you know, because you heard that they can help to fix fatigue, why this doesn't work. Okay, so the problem is, if you're just taking random supplements like a random multivitamin, you're not really treating the root cause. You haven't determined the nutrient deficiencies that you have. And it's much more effective to take targeted action, so what you specifically need at that time. So, and also often when people get supplements, they get it, you know, from, you know, the supermarket or places like Holland & Barrett. And when you take, you know, and these are quite poor quality supplements. They're full of, you know, fillers and additives, and they often have the nutrients not in the most best absorbed forms. So what I would say is, so yeah, when you take these poor quality supplements, they're poorly absorbed, and it's basically just like throwing your money down the drain. So you're better off paying more for easily absorbed forms of supplements that can get you better results and more energy. And yeah, also if they contain, you know, too many fillers, this can irritate your bowel, leading to digestive symptoms. Okay. So I had a client called Val who had just been taking some cheap vitamins from Holland & Barrett, but they didn't seem to do anything. And Val almost didn't enroll in my program because she felt apprehensive about whether it would work, but it did. And she was glad she joined the program, as after working together, she feels energized. And over the first month, she lost nearly a stone, and water retention in her legs has gone down, and she's able to walk up the stairs one by one, and she now has the energy to exercise, and she's going out more, which was a major thing for her. So you can see the impact and just how powerful it is when, you know, take, you know, the right supplements and also the right foods for nutrient deficiencies that you have. So that's why it's best, you know, working with a nutritional therapist, possibly doing testing, or, you know, someone who can spot your deficiencies. Okay. So myth number two is, so why trying the keto diet, because you read on Google, it helps your energy levels. It's hard to follow and ineffective in the long term. So the problem with diets, like the keto diet, the paleo keto diet, is they're such restrictive diets and they're really hard to implement. And more often than not, it's not sustainable, as many people, tend to eat too much red meat and processed foods with very few fruits and vegetables, which is quite inflammatory. And, someone new to the keto diet can experience things like keto flu, with symptoms like upset stomach, dizziness, decreased energy, mood swings caused by your body adapting to ketosis. And the keto diet, it can cause low blood pressure, kidney stones, constipation, nutrient deficiencies, and increased risk of heart disease. So strict diets like the keto diet could also cause social isolation or disordered eating, and keto isn't safe for those with conditions involving the pancreas, liver, thyroid, or gallbladder. So, we're all different, and trying to, put everyone on the same diet, it's not going to work for everyone. But yeah, it will work for some people, but it's not for everyone, because we have different body types, different, levels of strength of digestion. So that's why in my program, I always give personalized diet recommendations to suit the person, because it's not one size fits all. So I have a personal story. So I tried the keto diet when I was feeling really exhausted at the beginning of when I first, had really bad chronic fatigue syndrome and was housebound. So I tried cutting out all carbs, and it just made me feel more tired, made me feel so dizzy and weak, and I couldn't sleep. And also I was getting a bad detox reaction. But after following a plan that I've now put into my fatigue fighting system, I felt energized and alive, and I could exercise more and meet up with friends without letting them down. And I went back to working full time and got my life back. Okay, so now let's go on to myth number three. So, why trying intermittent fasting, because you heard it can help your fatigue, can be harmful. So, the problem with fasting is that it can cause low blood sugar, and this can make you crash badly if you're super sensitive to low blood sugar, and this can make you feel awful. You can often get like shakes if you don't eat fairly often. This is something I've experienced. And it can also lead to you feeling dizzy and weak and give you headaches and further fatigue. Also, it can lead to unwanted weight loss if you already have a low body weight and malnutrition. And according to Harvard research, skipping meals and severely limiting calories can be dangerous for people who take medications for blood pressure or heart disease, who may be more prone to imbalances of minerals during longer than normal periods of fasting. Okay, so I had a client, this was quite a while ago, called Steve, who tried intermittent fasting before, but it didn't work, and he felt tired, weak, and had lost a lot of weight. And after he went through the fatigue fighting system, he was feeling a lot brighter in himself. He had a little bit more energy and was able to do more. So he was suffering with quite bad chronic fatigue syndrome and was housebound. But yeah, he went from doing a 7 minute walk every day to being able to walk for 15 minutes plus do a 10 minute workout every day. So that was a huge improvement for him. And, made a big difference to his quality of life. He was able to get out more and, pick up his son from school and go for a walk with him, take him to the park. So that was a massive thing. So, yeah, thanks so much for listening today. I hope that that has helped you. And, do hit subscribe, do hit like or comment below if you found this interesting and helpful. And I'll be back again next week with more helpful tips for overcoming fatigue. So thanks so much for listening. And wherever you are in the world, have a lovely day or night. And I'll be back next week. So take care, everyone. Bye for now.